Amen. Hallelujah. So last week we began to talk about prayer, and I told you we've done so much work on prayer, and I want to show you these slides on prayer to help your prayer be more effective, to see more results. A lot of people don't understand prayer, and so they just pray, but without understanding, you keep doing these things, you don't get the results you should get, and you begin to wonder and ask yourself, what's going on? Oh, I forgot. Yesterday we came to pray. Hallelujah. Great time of prayer. 1 hour of prayer, that was great. We came to pray yesterday. It was great. We came to pray. And so you need to understand that. So I want to show you this light. So people just come, they pray, and they don't get results. And so last week I told you last week that it's not about prayer. I don't believe in prayer. I believe in God. Hallelujah. So when we pray, things change. When we pray, things happen. When we pray, there's power generated. But it is not because of prayer. It is because of God. Hallelujah. I don't believe in prayer. I believe in God. Amen. I don't believe in prayer. I believe in God. So you must switch. A lot of people just say prayer. Let's just pray. So you're just praying, and there's no faith in your prayer. There's no faith. And we saw in James. Would you take your Bibles there so I can just go forward today? Take your Bibles to James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. We can do a lot of work on prayer and maybe never touch that. And the Lord just said, show my people these things. Right? Let me say, you know, we are familiar with the scripture. You're familiar with the scripture. Ask and you shall receive, right? You know the scripture. Ask, you shall receive. So you just say, ask. So you just ask. But you need to see this. In James chapter number 1 and verse number 5. James chapter number 1 and verse number 5. Come on, are you all there? Say amen. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and obeyeth not, and it shall be given him. If any man lack wisdom, the Bible says in verse number 5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and obeyeth not, and it shall be given unto him. So let him ask, it shall be given unto him. So ask, and it shall be given to you. Not the scripture there. But the Bible says in verse number 6, but let him ask what? In faith, not in wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse number 7. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, it's not just ask, but let him ask in faith. So I'm not just going to jump from here praying. I'm not believing in prayer. I'm believing in God. So my faith is in God, not in prayer. Hallelujah. Everything that flows from the life of the believer must flow from faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You see it now. So it must flow from faith. Everything I do must flow from faith. I can't just be doing it and hoping. It's not a wishy-washy something. When we pray, it's not something wishy-washy. It's not something here and there. We're not talking to the air. We're not just talking to invisible. Let's just talk. Let's just pray. The more we talk, let's just talk. Maybe if we can talk plenty, he will hear. No. The Bible says our Father knows what we have need of before we ask him. So I told you, prayer is not to give God an information. Prayer is not just to talk to God. You pray so that you can get results. You pray so that he can be involved in your life. He can do something for you. Not so that he can know something, so that he can do something. Are you still here? And then if you don't pray, I'm going to go back now. Look at this. You don't pray. You just imagine you are in the ring. You are in life. Life is like a boxing ring. Big boxing ring. All of us boxing different things. Fighting different things. Come on. That's life. We're all in life. Fighting this. You are fighting finances. This guy is fighting for a better relationship. This guy is fighting for more money. This guy is fighting for a better job. This guy is fighting for stability in his family. All fighting for stuff. And so we're fighting. But we have... Prayer gives us the opportunity to tag God. Come into the matter. While I step aside. Come on. And so, the person who does not pray, does not thank God. Because he obviously can deal with it. I can handle my case by myself. You know. Imagine in wrestling, you're dealing with an opponent that you can deal with. You want wrestling? The guy is dealing with this and he can deal. He doesn't need to attack the guy. He's beating this guy blue black. The other guy is out there and just there. He's just standing there waiting for maybe to the other guy. And then if the other guy manages to go and tag the other guy, guess what happens to this guy? No, that guy is bigger than me. He goes to tag his own guy. Or I'm tired already. He goes to tag his own guy. So first of all, from that you see that if you are not praying, you are relying on your own strength. Hallelujah. If you're not praying, you are relying on your own strength. Now, the challenge now is that the man now comes to pray. But he doesn't pray in faith. He prays, he says he has prayed, but he doesn't pray in faith. So, he goes back after praying to continue the battle. He goes back after praying, after tagging his God, to continue in worry and in anxiety. He has not prayed in faith. See, a lot of people say they prayed, but they go back. You know, I told you, I almost can't do separate between the point one and point two. You must pray in faith. But the very fact that you pray in faith implies that you release. Hallelujah. You release. So, if he prays and then goes back and begins to worry and does not allow the peace of God in his heart, God cannot enter into the matter. God cannot do something for him. I'm having a lot of movements here. What's that? Just do it. It's easier that way. Are you still here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He that comes to God must believe that he is. So how come this man comes to God? He doesn't believe that he is. In Hebrews chapter number 11, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because he that comes to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder. He must first of all believe in God. That's why I told you last week, Abraham believed in God. He must believe that he is. So, in dealing with God, you must believe. You cannot come to God dealing with God and not believe that he is. Not believe that he has the power. So I come to pray. I come to fast. I fast because he is. Come on. I pray because he is. I speak because he is. I give because he is. Come on. It is because he is that prayer, fasting, giving is powerful. Prayer is not powerful. God is powerful. Do you understand that? Prayer is not powerful. God is powerful. Must switch it. We're making prayer powerful. They pray. So people just crowd. Let's pray. They crowd. They want to pray. But they don't believe that he is. There's no faith. They just pray. They pray. So you don't go, pray. Lord God says that. Then you go and you continue the same way. The guy attacks him and then goes back to the ring and continue fighting. What's the point? Is there somebody out there? I'm stretching my hand. Is there somebody to tag? Come on, is there somebody to touch? Come on. That's what prayer is. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are stretching our hand. Come on. If all of you say you be pray, you like prayer, I know prayer, everybody pray. But when you stretch your hand, is there somebody there? Is there somebody there who will deal with this matter? Is there somebody there who is greater, bigger than me that can deal with this matter? So when I stretch my hand, I touch him. I'm supposed to step out. I'm supposed to have peace. So the first thing is that he is just somebody there. Are you talking into the air? And maybe God will hear you. Maybe one cosmos, the cosmos will hear. The mother nature will produce mother nature. What's that? So people just pray. They just pray. They just talk. If you can talk, then not, let's talk plenty. If I talk here, I run there. I talk. Then they say, you pray. You talk. There's no faith. Let him ask in faith. Look at it.
Look at James. James puts it. You know, the problem is not reading the Bible together. Ask and you shall receive.
So, yes, that's what the Bible says.
James now says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all, that gives everybody liberally. He doesn't obey anybody, and it shall be given him. But it is the body puts there that gives us light. It says, but let him ask in faith. A lot of believers, they've done the thing like this. Confessions. Just talk it. We'll give you a pass mark. Somebody confesses negative or doesn't confess. You confess, you pass, you try. But are you speaking for it to be so that you will not see something, or are you speaking because it is? There's a difference. So take your Bibles to Mark chapter number 11. Let me use that. I'm going to use that as something for you. The official strongman baby holder is going to Lagos tomorrow. After he has finished carrying AD has slept, he will now carry what's her name again? Sky. Oh, see name. Sky. Ocean. I think one of you give birth to Ocean. Somebody has given birth to Sky already. Somebody gives birth to Ocean. Somebody is remaining Rock. Rock. Apostle. Rock. Bush. There's already Bush. There's Sky. There's already Bush. There's now Sky. There's Ocean too. Are you somebody saying already Ocean? And carrying Sky. But Sky is not going to sleep with Louis. You are totally on your own. That lady is not sleeping anyway. Are you in Mark? Alright, Mark chapter number 11. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 20. Mark 11:20. Sky. It's a nice name. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, talking to Jesus, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou caused is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto him, have what? Faith in God. You see what Peter said? Remember, this is what I'm saying. Have faith in God. Don't have faith in... No, I'm going somewhere in the world. I'm going somewhere. It's not the world. It's faith in God. I'm going somewhere. This is the issue. The man wants to see the results. Then Peter believed. Ah, did it see? Woko. So that's how people say prayer works. Say, ah. That's where they got it from. Even though the people who prayed in faith. So prayer. Peter saw it and then believed. But Jesus said, when he said it, he already believed. There's a difference. So you would, some people will pray and still they see, then they believe. And so imagine how long they wait. Someone says, I don't even understand this prayer. I just be praying. Nothing is to happen. People say prayer changes things. So I can try to continue praying, but nothing is to happen because you are waiting. You are waiting. Hallelujah. You are waiting to see something, then you will not believe in God. But no, you must have faith in God. So I think we'll just dive deeper and we'll see this thing here. Jesus said it in faith. Why Peter waited to see it before he believed, before he had faith. So we're not praying to see results, then we'll not have faith in God. You see how you do it? We are supposed to have faith in God and then pray. Are you here? We are supposed to have faith in God and then pray. People are praying, waiting for stuff to happen before they now have faith in God. And so they will now also do, if he doesn't do this thing, I will just backslide. If he doesn't do it, now give him ultimatum too. Because I might know that you are God.
How will I know that you are there? Prove yourself to me. Imagine he has to prove himself to me. Think about it. Prove yourself to me. Lord, you are God. Just do this thing. But if you don't do it, I will know that you are not God. How dumb. Where you know or you don't know, he is. He's still God. So you're not. He's not going to do something to prove himself. You are coming to him because you know that he's able. Do you understand? So when you shut your eyes to pray, brothers and sisters, it's not duration. Once you shut your eyes to pray, you know you are connecting power. So it's not duration, it's not English. Once you shut your eyes and you pray, you know that that posture, that activity, that thing just now is in faith. That there is a God who has power more than you. So you tell me it's impossible for my destiny. But I'm telling you there's a God bigger than you. So when I close my eyes, I connect him. You see faith. And I say, God, I should do it. The other time I finish, I say, hey, that man, he said I will never make it. Ah. You see, what did you do? Then if God now does you not manage to buy a car, you don't say, see, God deal. So imagine how long you wait for that kind of thing to happen. Let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. I love the scriptures. We can stay in nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. So you must learn to pray. The man shuts his eyes and connects God. The man opens his mouth and confesses. He confesses in faith. He speaks in faith. He's not just talking and hoping that if he talks it, God will now hear it and do something about it. No. Jesus spoke in faith. Peter saw it. And then, what did Jesus say? Have faith in God. Are you still here? You know, concerning Thomas, take your Bibles there. John chapter number 20. Hold your place in Mark. Sorry if you've left Mark. Sorry. Just hold your place in Mark. I'm coming back to Mark. When he spoke to Thomas. Verse number 27. Verse number 26. Let's start from verse number 26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. 20:26. I'm now in 27. John 27 now. 20:27. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hands and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Verse 29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You see it now. Thomas was waiting to see before he believes. He said, blessed are they who they've not seen, but what? Yet they what? They believe. So it's not the reverse. Don't do it the reverse way. If you come to God praying the reverse way, it's like you are doing wishy-washy. Oh God, if you just wishy, if I just hear there, I don't know if you do it, then you once you just leave it, you go back and you say you have prayed. You say you've contacted God, and then you go back the same way. The same worry, the same anxiety, nothing changes. You can't wait. So, yes, in the case of Thomas, someone now says, but some people, that is how they do it. Imagine the kind of results they get. Imagine Jesus in prison. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen, but yet they believe. So, you can do that. You do it. You say, I pray. God, don't you now see? Now say, ha, God, get power. Or you can come to God because he get power. And then go with results, even though you have not seen. Bible says that man is blessed. Hallelujah. So everything we do is because he is. Have faith in God. Not have faith in confessions, Jesus said.
have faith in God. So when I said it, I had faith in God. He said, the fig tree without corset has withered away. Jesus, imagine his first response, have faith in God. Come on. You are wondering about what I said. It's God. Put your faith there. You get results. So your prayers, you can see results in your life. 15 minutes of prayer in the morning. 20 minutes of prayer, you will see better results. Because now you are praying in faith. Not just praying. Say, more just pray. If we can pray, we'll pray. But we must pray in faith. We must believe. So go back to Mark. It's not prayer changes things. It is my faith in God that changes things. Try to realign your prayer. If you pray in faith already, congratulations. But a lot of people are running to pray with no faith. They're just praying, hoping that something will happen. But when they finish, they're exactly the same way they started. So, verse 22. Mark 11, 22. And Jesus answering said unto him, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You see, when you take verse 23 without verse 22, you are already in error. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, he that said unto this mountain, you see it now. Where did it start from? Have faith in God. Verily I say unto you. So the foundation of this man shall say unto this mountain is what? Is have faith in God. So people have taken 23 and said to say to the mountain, without first of all having faith in God. It is the same red. It starts from, you could take it, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you. It's just verse just breaks it up. So it started from have faith in God. So when you are talking, people have taken situation and start talking. So many Christians have started talking too. They just talk as much as they can talk with little result and think that they continue talking without faith. You could just go and sell positive thinking, positive talking. I'm telling you. And that's why I told you. You know what? That's why I taught you. Remember when I taught you? I said we must go beyond confessions to our conversations. They can confess and converse something different. I'm enjoying myself now. You remember? You are confessing one thing, but in your conversation is something else. Remember, I thought I did that over 4 or 5 years ago. Lord told me, say they confess. Then when they go, their conversation. So the power is not in your confession. The power is in your everyday conversation. Because you can confess. Because you think when we hold a sheet in church and confess 5 statements and all that, that is it. So you confess it, then when you come by, put in your Bible, then you go. And then you say, we know you all know everywhere you're jaga, everywhere you're scared. My things don't be bad. Every day, that's all my life. I mean, I don't even know what thing they go on with my life. Conversation. But pick it up again, confession. So your confessions must enter into your conversations. You see it now? How are you doing, glorious? How was that matter? Oh, the Lord be praised. My beauty, glory to glory. That's how you're talking in your conversations. No, you're not confessing. You're not doing anything. You are talking to somebody. Oh, Lord, man, wonderful, great, blessed day. Fruitful day, man. That was so fruitful. Blessed. Glorious. That's conversation. Not necessarily confessions anymore. Have faith in God. So they confess it, hoping that if we can say it, they say we should say it, then it will happen. I'm a millionaire. If I say it, you say it. What's that? Have faith in God. You don't wonder why verse 23 don't work. Shall say unto this mountain, be that move, we shall come. So I say, I say unto this mountain, that move. Bible not lie. Have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
It begins from faith. When I fast, it's not hunger. Faith.
Fast in faith.
When I give, I don't give that somebody. Don't go away. I have faith in a God who gives me back. There is a system. There is a God who operates it. So everything I do is not, hey, if I can just give this 2,000 now, God will, it will just multiply it back and give it to me. So if I just give, so if I now do it like investment portfolio, just do it, do it, just doing it. Huh? But we gave now. We gave now. Eh? MMM with God. But we gave now. No. Did you have faith? Did you release it in faith? Did you give it in faith? Did you give it in faith? That when I, as I give this, there's faith. I'm giving it in faith. Not, I gave 5,000. Then you not say, okay, let me do this one. You not say you do the next one in faith. No, he's still going to wait till he sees the result before he believes again. No, you not give 50,000. No, not say, okay. 50,000. Ah, 1 week don't pass. To come. Aish. This one not lost. He never ever lost. He that comes to God must believe that he is. So when I release, it's in faith. When I pray, it's in faith. As I lift my hands to worship, it's in faith. There is God. Hallelujah. It's a God who operates this system. Glory to God. Alright, look at John chapter number 16. Let me clarify this point. I can make it clear. All our adventures must come out of faith. If I'm fasting, if I'm praying, it's in faith. John chapter number 16. You know, you have to put the Bible together. Are you there? John chapter number 16. Verse number 24. He that know ye have asked nothing in my name. Are you there? He that know ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Not your faith, but your joy. It means this man already asked in faith. The faith is settled. It's joy that he's talking about. That your joy may be full. So I'm not asking so that I will not have faith in God. I already have faith in God. I ask in the faith. I receive, and then my joy is full. Not my faith. Glory to God. I just want you to see that. In prayer, if you're taking notice, it's powerful. In prayer, we are shifting position, relinquishing rights, and allowing him more and more into the picture of a particular situation. We are shifting position and relinquishing rights, allowing him more and more into the picture of a particular situation. We are shifting position, relinquishing our rights, allowing him more and more into a particular situation, into the picture of a particular situation that we are in. So, I'm in a situation. When I am praying, I'm not moving God. What I am doing, I'm the one moving. I'm leaving where I was before, occupying the center place of the matter, fighting the giants, shifting away from the giants. Come on. I'm preaching. So when I am praying, this was happening. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I told you tag. I'm tagging him. I'm bringing him into the picture. I'm bringing him. What am I doing? I'm shifting. The giant is there. Giant can be there. I'm shifting position. He will take central place in that matter, so that he will face the giant while me, I'm no longer there. That's what prayer is doing. So I'm shifting. I'm the one changing, not God. And the one, he's involved. He's there. Just that because we are fighting, he cannot fight. Because we are busy, he cannot be busy. That's what the Bible says. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Who is adjusting actually? It's you. You are changing. Once you can change, once you can shift position, let him face the giant. In prayer, I'm relinquishing my right to fight. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to deal with this matter. I'm going to strategize. I'm going to think. So what will I now do? Let me tell you how I'm going to go. You run up and down. But when you start praying, guess what? You cease. God, this. Oh Lord, it's you. Oh Lord, it's you. So the matter, you take the matter and face it to God. While you, what are you doing? You are moving, stepping aside. To the degree that you can live it. To the degree his power is made evident. Many a times we don't leave it. Many a times we don't stand still. We are very busy. You go here now. You are thinking about your life. You are worried. That's why Paul's statement is powerful. Be anxious for nothing. As far as there's anxiety there, then you have not gotten to that place where you have given him the place, the fight, the battle. The battle is still yours. You are still anxious now. You're not still thinking about it, worrying about it. Pastor, is that possible? It is very possible. You relinquish the matter to God and you're no longer bothered about it. Hallelujah. The release of faith I'm talking about, point number two, changes your current state. Inaction becomes action, and action becomes inaction. The release of faith, you pray to God. And we say when you pray, you must pray in faith, number one. Number two, you must release faith. Now, the release of faith. Tap that brother. I don't know how this is done, but he has to try this today. Now, the release of faith will be that your current state must change. Inaction will become action. Action will become inaction. There must be what I've called a change of state after prayer. A change of state. If the thing was ice block, it should turn to water. If it's water, it must turn to ice block. There must change. The release of faith. I have to try to explain it to you so I can understand it like that. Now, if I am currently anxious for something, guess what? I'm thinking about it. I'm worried about it. I want to get this thing done. I'm running from place to place, contacting, doing all that. That is activity, right? If and when I have prayed and I've shifted from the matter and I say, God, this matter is yours. The release of faith, the way I know there's release of faith, I'm no longer bothered. My actions turn toward inactivity. I release. I don't worry. God's in control. If God's in control, it's not a positive statement. I've released faith. I know. Are you still here? Come on, are you still here? God is in control. I release faith. So my action, my trying, my worry. Sleepless nights. Pastor, this thing gives me sleepless nights. What happens? Since I sleep, I'm no longer worried. I've released faith. Now, the other reverse, because I did this because I found that there will be activities in your life. For example, things you need to go and do. But what paralyzes you in this case is fear. Not fear can show itself as what? Action, or can show itself as inaction. That's why there must be change of your current state. There must be change of state. Do you understand? There must be change of state. So in essence, if I'm worried about it, I must change to not worry and relax. Just forget it. God is in control. God is handling the matter now. Because I have released faith. No, don't just say, God is handling it, God is handling it. You're just saying, you're posting everywhere on Facebook status, God is handling it, God is handling it. You're making noise. If you've not released faith, you're making noise. You will still go and worry about it. You are still running up and down the whole place. God is dealing with this matter. It's not a positive statement. It's a light you have received. I will show you scriptures. Now, so if now that I want to start a business, but I am afraid whether the business will work, if I pay this, take money to pay this shop, buy goods, if people come and buy, I refuse to start it. That is a state of rest. I'm not doing anything. I'm afraid. I'm in poverty. I'm stubborn. I'm praying. Guess what? When I pray to God and I have spoken to my father about this matter, and there's no release of faith, my inactivity, all the money in the account I've not been able to use, all the people that want to give me money, I've not been able to go and give me, I'm ready to start. That inactivity will turn to one activity. Bros, hello, send the money. Agent, look for space for me. Do you see faith is released? The inactivity will turn to activity. There must be a change of state. Then, any of these two, the central core of it is joy. I change. So take your Bibles to 1 Samuel. Let me show you that one. First Samuel. Are you in 1 Samuel? So once you get to 1 Samuel, okay, you're not there, sorry. Once you get to 1 Samuel, chapter number 1, hold your place there. 1 Samuel chapter number 1, hold your place there. Go with me to Isaiah. Let me show you Isaiah first, so we'll do Samuel. Do you have a Bible with you? Look at it. Are you already there? Okay, phone Bible. Go, okay, if you have phone Bible, I know you'll be there faster than us. Go to Isaiah then. Isaiah, chapter number 35. Understand prayer you pray. It's not some people's prayer are more powerful than other people's prayer. It's that most people don't know how to pray. Most people are just praying. The man of God will come and pray. When I pray, when I'm talking, you think I close my eyes and I'm talking to air. So I pray, I just say, you think I close my eyes, I'm talking to air, I'm just hoping that if when you go, something will happen because I pray. No, I'm talking to God. He's real. And when I'm speaking to him, I'm speaking in faith. I know that he's interested in this situation and wants to change it. So when I pray, I just pray. That's what you know. You just say, "Can I run on the floor? Why would I run on the floor?" I pray in faith. So you know, it's not people's prayer more powerful. No, it's a prayer. So when you shut your eyes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch his heart. What are you seeing? You must be seeing that picture. You must be seeing that picture. Painted before your eyes, then you snap it. As you see it, you snap it. You hold that picture. You walk away. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. You hold it. You now have an evidence. The picture in your spirit as faith. That's what you close your eyes and you pray and you see. You say, "Pastor, when I pray this first time, I pray. You see, no clear. The picture no clear. Come on. You see a picture that is blurry. You are seeing the picture of your victory. Your victory is not yet. Victoria. We are victorious. We are. Hey God, how are you doing? We are. Hey, I pray again. Pray. You can pray it for 1 week. Don't let anybody tell you nonsense. You can pray it for 1 year. Be praying it. If it takes you that long, to snap the picture. To get that picture in your spirit. Once you have gotten that word, that thing, that picture, then go away. Finish. But I have it now. This is the evidence I have. I went to the prayer, actually, I think one of the reasons why prayer is tough is that it's a spiritual something. You know, as you are sitting down here, you can sit down here, you can do it like, you know, I'm talking to you. But prayer engages your spirit. See, when I say you snap that picture, like, Lord, I pray to pray now. Lord God, this is a, no! You are deep inside. You and God. You are praying. Prayer consumes, it takes, Jesus prayed here, his sweat became like a thick drop of blood. So prayer, you pray, you put that when I see people pray, somebody is doing, Lord God, by praying just, he's praying, no, I know, that's a lie. It will take you. It's a painful something. Oh, it's from your stomach. It's a painful something. You pray. It's real. You are real. You touch it. Some of you, some of you can even make requests to God and forget by the time you leave here. So what did you pray about? I prayed for many things. I just should just do it. I said do it. What it? Just my life, my money, my family, What picture did you take when you were going? No, I pray it now. No! We can call for prayer. People will run. You know, remember I was telling you, I think in prayer, guess what? You are engaging a spirit world realm. You are engaging spirit. It's a very, everybody runs from spirit. Everybody runs from spirit. Men of faith stand and say, I want to talk to spirit. I want to talk to spirit. I was telling you how that man sang, if you see Mami Wata, now run away. Why? Everybody will run away. You see my mother, you run. If God shows you run, you know what he wants to be in his presence? The summer. But some men stay. They say, I want to talk to God. You find out why you don't talk to God. People run from spirit, it's normal. You go to spirit, stand before spirit, and you talk to spirit. And once you talk to spirit, there's no way you go back the same. No way. If whether it's Mami Wata spirit to God spirit to, if you meet spirit, something must happen. There's an exchange of something. I said there's an exchange of something. The man didn't sing nothing. You know what he said. He said he didn't see spirit. I prayed. The man saw something. He encountered something. He saw something, got something. He now told people, don't run too. You get something. But if you can come to God, you shut the doors and you and spirit inside the same room. Can you stay with spirit inside room for 1 hour? You and spirit. Some of you open door and run. Some of you are in the room alone. Instead of you to start praying, you say, it's too lonely, I'm afraid. Spirit. Spirit. Guess what God is? God is a spirit. It's a spirit. Just stay with the spirit. It will be hard for you. You'll be thinking of running. You'll be thinking of going to do other things. You don't want to be, but stay. If you can stay with the spirit, you can stay with the spirit. If you can pray 30 minutes, if you pray 20 minutes, if you can just pray 10 minutes with that spirit, stay as long as you can stay. Tell him as much what you can tell him. Then go, something will happen. Catch a picture. Spirit will give you something. Spirit wants to always deposit inside there. He said, I'm afraid there's spirit in this room. Yes, there's spirit there. And yes, you should be. There's spirit everywhere they are. Spirit. God is there too. Snap the picture. It's a difficult process. Prayer is what breaks you. Let me tell you why this is important. Please stay with me. Don't let me do that nothing and go. I want to tell you something. That in prayer, that when you are praying, the Lord is doing something inside you. Prayer is like, when somebody is hacking somebody else, as he's hacking the person, as he successfully hacked the person that he hacked is also hacking into his life. Once you are praying and you are talking to God, you could be in the presence of God and you are dealing with a matter. At that same time, God is talking to you. I said at the same time, I didn't stop to hear. You can do the stopping and hear God and just enjoy God. But as you are talking, I am praying about church growth. I'm praying about our church. I will just stand up and pray. Father, I give you prayer. Thank you, Lord. As I go, everything I need to do, every idea, everything just come fresh. He was downloading into me as I was uploading also to him. That's my prayer. You just get everything clear. You don't say, but I just stop to hear. Once you are talking to God, that's why it breaks you. Then let me tell you, you are praying for shoe. Yeah, Lord, I need a shoe. I cannot be like this anymore. I need a shoe. And you are praying. You come out of the place of prayer, Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I believe. And then you turn, you go. You now say, that brother, forgive that brother. Give that thing to that sister. Everything just became in your spirit. Come on, some of you have experienced it. Yeah, forgive you. Because as you were praying to him, he was clarifying something inside of you. That's why prayer is not about God, it's about you. You are praying about money. You are praying, God, in the name of Jesus, I need to increase my finances. I can't be like this anymore. You are praying, Lord, increase my finances. As you come out, as you just come out, an idea will just pop into your head. All right, then, in place of prayer, an idea pops into your head. That is why everything will begin in his presence. Everything is bettered. Starts from being present in his presence, being with him. Are you still here? That one is for some people. Isaiah chapter number 35, I said. All right, look at it. Verse number 1. Isaiah 35, 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. What does he say in verse 3? Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. These people have been there. But this is what the word has come. The word you read in verse 1 and 2 is the word that has come. Now, what you must do is strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. What? Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. I've taught it from this scripture before, but let me show you another light from this scripture. It says, look at it. Let me do this again. Look at it. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Verse 3 now says, now what you will do after hearing this, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Now, those people who are weak, feeble, and there, what you will tell them now is that they should not be what? Fearful. Say to them that are fearful, of fearful heart, be strong and what? Fear not. So they must change. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. So I've seen the picture. What's the picture? Blossom.
Are you in church?
Blossom, do that, blossom, wilderness will come, they'll see the essence of our God. So what should you do? Would you still be weak and doing all that?
should you still stay there and weep crying? No. Once you have seen that picture, verse 1 and verse 2, then verse 3, strengthen the weak hands. Restore yourself. Then if you have fearful heart, don't be afraid anymore. Okay, wait. Not to say you're going to die, you will see his vengeance. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you understand that now? Change your state. There must be a change of state. If you say you are afraid and you still thank God and you are still afraid, there's no change of state. Let me tell you what you do. Stay there till you tag him. It means that you have prayed, but you have not touched heaven. It means you have prayed, but you've not related with him. Because once you have, then your countenance must change. There must be a change of state. You cannot still be afraid. You cannot don't finish with God and come out and be afraid. It's not possible. So it will not mean that, it means that I'm shifted, but I'm not shifted. No, many people don't know how to relinquish. Some of you take your life too seriously. It's my life, it's my life, it's my life. Can you relinquish it to God and not worry again? You say, no, I can't. Let's do it. Then let's see if you will really relinquish. Many of you cannot even relinquish your life to your pastor. How much more to God? Your pastor is here. You can see him. You can't even tell him about what you are doing and say, what should I do? And you say, do this, and you follow it. Because you say, you have sense. Can you let go of your sense? That you say, it's pastor, so no problem. Okay, no problem. I don't want to debate you on that matter. Go to God. Can you let go of your sense with God? Many of you, after you are done talking to God, your sense is still too much. That you are not relinquished any right. You are in control of the matter. You want to deal with it the way you think. But we have prayed. You are the prayer warrior. But you cannot relinquish rights. This life, this matter I'm facing, I leave it to you. It's no longer me. It's now you. So I relinquish it. I know it's my life. If anything happens, no one person, not be me. You are my God, my Father, I know you. And I know that you care about me. So the right to this life, whether anything happens or not, I now give it to you. You relinquish your life. In prayer, you relinquish the right to the situation and handling it. So this giant, if I just bend down, he says, stand there. He says, no, he's coming with the knife. I need to bend down. He says, stand there. You say, don't worry, I pray. Okay, no problem. Let me bend down quick. You will not relinquish it. Relinquish it means you not leave it. I say, if I stand there and giant knife now comes, it's coming to my leg, I relinquish it. The wilderness will blossom. The excellency of God will be seen in it. Then, therefore, I refuse to worry. I stop. You see, I probably use the word, you relinquish your rights, your life. You're no longer afraid. You give it to him. You're not giving it to air. That's why I say you must believe that he is. It's not air. God. Not air. Some of you are still finding it difficult because, you know, church has told you, just say, God. There's a God. He said, our Father. That's how Paul, Jesus prayed. Our Father. So when you are talking to him, you are talking to a God, your Father that loves you. And so you leave it for him. And then you step aside of the matter. So I'm leaving the ring. No, we have to fight. I leave the ring. You say, who will not be fighting the giant? Who will not be fighting the giant? The one person you just spoke to now, God. No, Pastor, if I don't leave it like that, I will not have money to pay my rent again. Exactly. If I don't leave it like that, how will I not do? Exactly. Exactly. Are you still here? So you get that picture, then you change. You strengthen the feeble knees. Come on, and confirm the feeble knees. You strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. He says, say unto them that are fearful heart, do not be afraid. Are you still here? Okay, go to 1 Samuel now. Look at 1 Samuel. Quickly now, 1 Samuel. Chapter number 1. Look at it in verse number 15. And Anna answered and said, come on. And Anna answered and said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful word, spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've poured out my word soul before the Lord. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink. What have I done? I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaints and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace.
the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did what? Eat. And her countenance was no more what? Sad. Did you see change of states? So she finished with God. Before, this woman's countenance will go down. She'll still go back again and go come back again. But this time, she said something. She said, I've poured out my soul before the Lord. There's nothing left. I've released it. I've poured out my soul before the Lord. There's nothing left. English it. There's nothing left. Then she got a word from Eli. Funnily, Eli said, go. The Lord granted the petition. With that word, Bible says she went, she did eat. And her countenance was no more sad. It means that before, aforetime, her countenance was sad. She will come, finish with him, and still be sad. Oh, look at no children. Look at me, no child. Look at me, no child. She'll still go and come back. Oh, look at me, no child. But this time, her countenance was no more sad. As simple as that verse is, that statement, that was the key to the whole thing. She went to eat. She went to eat. She went, did her stuff, and left. There was now joy in her heart. Say to those who are of fearful heart, do not be afraid. Your God will come with vengeance. So once you have seen that thing, there's joy. Glory to God. I'm excited. Thank you, Jesus. So glory. Glory. Once you have that picture, once you have that assurance in your heart, so the joy comes up. Our countenance was no more sad. People link it to several other things there and all that. That's the key there. The key is what the Bible gives. It is, that was the last thing concerning Anna before she had a child. Her countenance was no more sad. Pour it out to God. Are you still here?
Yes,
I poured out my soul to God. And now I've received the word from him. I've received light from him. Many of us come to God. We receive light. And guess what? We still go back and still be down. You come, you receive light, you prayed. God has given you a word. He has given you peace in your heart. But guess what you still do? You still go and worry. You don't let it go. You still think. You still be thinking. You still be worrying. You still be praying. You will not sleep. You run from everybody here and there. If you must change, you must change that today. So in your prayer, guess what must happen? When you are done, your countenance must change. Somebody say, Pastor, I pray, but I'm still afraid. You must banish that fear. You know what you do? You pray and you pray till the fear has totally gone. Do you understand what I'm saying? You pray and pray till the fear has gone. So there's no fear. So you are not worried. Are you still here? Take your Bibles to Philippians quickly. I want to do this next week, but I want to finish this week. I don't even know if I'll be with you next week. You must take church. Church is not a game. You make it look like a game. You just waste your time to go. Some people are thieves. Some people are not thieves. You're trying to judge who is thief or not. You're just wasting your time. It's your life. Philippians chapter number 4. I want to show you something in verse number 7. You know Philippians chapter number 6. Philippians chapter number 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. Philippians chapter number 8, verse number 4, chapter 4, verse number 8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are good reports. You see, you know the scriptures at all. 6 is very popular, 8 is very popular. We skip 7 entirely, but the power is in 8, is in 7. Philippians 4, 7. In Philippians 4, 6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. Huh? What does that say in verse number 7? And the peace of God. Understand. Always look into a Bible. One of the key to what pastor is, look into a Bible. Pastor, always help them to look into a Bible. If you're not looking into a Bible, you just think we're playing games. Yeah? It's nice. It'll help you. Now, the peace of God will do what? To keep your heart. To guard your heart. And that peace of God, the Bible says, pass it all understanding. You see what I'm talking now? The giant is there. Can you see this is my last verse. Stay with me. Let me wrap this thing up. The giant is there. He's fighting you. There are problems and situations in your life. And then you thank God. And God gives you an answer. That this giant you are seeing is nothing. There's no way. Nothing. They that have lying vanity shall forsake their own mercy. Then you have joy, peace. You stay there. Stand still. You see the salvation of God.
He said, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. My dear, you are still standing there. Move! Everybody is telling you, no, you don't know this. You got to be worried. Let me take the economy. You die. This, that, everything. But the peace of God, the Bible says, passes all understanding. And even use your own understanding too, to pass it through. Not just people's understanding, your own understanding. So can you allow the peace of God that pass all understanding? I don't know why. Thank you. I don't know why. I don't know how. But I know that this matter is not unto death. I don't know how. Come on. I don't know why. I can't tell you why. Because my uncle will send me money. I don't have uncle. I don't have anything. I just know that this situation that is facing me, I will come out of it. I don't know who will win next year election. Who will win next year election. But I know that I am a great person. I don't even know when. I don't know. Thank you. The peace. Come on. See this guy. What will happen? The peace of God will now do what? Now guard your heart. That's what I'm talking about. Are you still here? Well, this is not too much now. This is basic. Are you still here? You want to understand this. So the peace of God now guide you. So you are praying for your church. You are praying. You are praying. You don't know how you do anything. But you know that people are coming. And so you have peace. And then you are going every time in peace. It will not be, there's no understanding. Pastor, you are going to church to preach. You are preparing your notes. I mean, you are preparing your notes. You are preparing, doing those stuff. So who is coming? Who is not coming? What is that? You don't know. But you're just preparing. You're going to, imagine you are spending millions, literally, and you don't know what is coming out. But the peace of God, that's faith. I've prayed about it. I have peace concerning the matter. You say, I don't know. Do you know the place people came in? Guy, but I mean, pastor just got to call for myself. I mean, there are members still. And the funny thing, when you're talking to a person who has been with God and spent time with God, he is not surprised anymore because the surprise was already done in the place of prayer. Not surprised. You are seeing it and say, he, the person is not he, it's already in his spirit, it's already clear. That peace, Bible says, passes all understanding. That's where you are going to. Oh, Saloboa. Are you still in church? I don't know. That's where you are going to. So when you are praying, not say, Lord, we go to one meeting, you say, we pray. No, you are going to the place of peace that passes all understanding. You are not worried. You should be worried. You should be bothered about your life. You should be bothered about that situation. You should be bothered about when, how will this thing happen. But the peace of God that passes all understanding keeps your heart. You're not worried. You asking yourself, why am I not worried? Come on. If you've been there, why am I not worried? I'm not even worried. I should worry. So if you still have anxiety, please pray. If you are still anxious about a matter, please pray. Don't let somebody say, yeah, pray. Don't pray. Don't talk about it again. Talk about it too. Till you drop your anxiety with him and take his peace. My peace I give you. So you take his peace. Drop your anxiety. If there's still anxiety, you have not dropped the matter. Drop the matter. Bible says, nothing wavering. If you see unto this mountain and not doubt in his heart. You see where he set the bar. Not those things we are just doing in church and playing. You not doubt in his heart. So you are praying. So stay there till your heart offloads the whole matter. And you are no longer anxious. You don't have know where the money is coming from. You don't have it. But the peace of God that passes all understanding keeps your heart. You are going. Then you see. Then you don't say, people don't say, look at what God has done. That's the power of God manifest in your life. You are just laughing. Ask that your joy may be full. You just be laughing. You just rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Alright, take. Certain matter. You go. And once you learn to deal like this, brothers and sisters, once you learn to deal like this, you get used to it. I put my hand inside things and just go away. And God is, the things God is doing for me in my life, from left, right, center, I'm not even planning, not thinking anymore, I've left it. I've known that God is God. I've seen his power. I've gone before him in prayer. I've relinquished the right of my life to him. How will I now do this? How will I now do that? Your father knows you have need of these things before you ask him. Seek ye first the kingdom. Let all those things go. And just follow after God. And then bam, just take care of those things. You'll get used to it. Don't worry. Amen? I already look at some of you very, very scared. Is that possible? Is that real? That's the way we live. We leave it there. You can be angry, say this, just leave. God is in control. I've taken this matter to God in prayer and I've taken to him and I have peace concerning this matter. The peace of God keeps my heart. That is what you require. You take the peace of God, the word of God, something like this man had. like Anna had, got a word from God. Say, Lord, grant your request. He says, and she went away and no more sad. So once we pray, we let it go. Release it. Release it. You release it. So you pray and you release it. So we're not talking to her. We're releasing some. We're offloading. If I have a burden and I give God the burden, what will I now have? Come on. Come on, that's a simple one. I have a burden. Something is bothering me. Something is bothering your heart. You are bothered about something. What will I now have?
Peace.
If you talk to somebody about it, the person might not be able to do anything about it. But when you talk to God about it, God is able to do something about it. You talk to somebody, you still go back with the burden. Don't relate somebody with God. God is God. When I talk to him, he solves the issue. I tell him about the matter and what I want to see. You know, I told you to go back to Mark. Gosh, I'm out of time. Look at Mark chapter number 11. Tom, go there. I'll do it and then come back and reinforce it next week. If I'm with you next week. Mark chapter number 11. Look at it. Verse 23 is where we read earlier. Quickly. Verse 23 is where we read. Come on. Read. Come on. Read verse 23. 1, 2, go. It shall have whatsoever I said. Verse number 24. That's the key now. Powerful. So, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, what should you do? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. It's not just whatsoever things you desire, pray, you have them. You must what? Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, you shall receive them. Come on. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, what must you do? Believe that you receive them. What will happen then? Then you will have them. That is, it's so simple. That verse just does it, the whole work for me. Just that I came to it last time, didn't have time for it. You understand? Once you believe, then you have peace. Once you believe you receive them, you have peace, you have joy, your conscience is no longer sad. Then you will have them. So, the proof, the way we know that she believes this time, is that her countenance was no longer sad. Then she said, you don't have children, nobody to buy gala for you. But you don't both cry. You don't remind me of my parents. She was no longer sad. You couldn't do anything. John, please bring something for me, but it's not everybody that has somebody to send message. Then she don't both cry. She just starts. But now, she was no longer sad. So no matter what you did, I believe that I received them and then you have them. So she now saw the child. So the prayer, the thing about prayer is that you see and receive the things that you want, you desire, then you will now have them. See them manifest in your life. I trust somebody was blessed today.